AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. All appears to be well at the U.S. Capitol. There is intelligence about a possible plot today. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Law enforcement remains on high alert, and the National Guard is still patrolling on Capitol Hill. The Guard's deployment is due to end next week, but the AP has learned Capitol Police are asking that guardsmen stay another 60 days. Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin tells the AP while lawmakers do not feel totally secure in the building, there needs to be a more solid security plan built around Capitol Police and local partners.
We can't depend on National Guard for our security.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has a draft of a security review done by a retired general, but did not detail what's in it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says a mask mandate in her state will remain in effect for another month.
We've kept the mask mandate in place for more than a generous period of time because it's helped. And as a result of the people of our state doing their part, we have seen dramatic results and real progress being made.
President Biden has expressed frustration with states loosening virus restrictions. He called it Neanderthal thinking. Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains.
What everybody saw yesterday was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation, which I think many American people have.
A White House official says 98% of households that received a coronavirus relief check in December will also qualify for the next round of payments being pushed by President Biden. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state was not involved at all after the revelation seniors in a wealthy enclave in Key Largo received hundreds of life-saving vaccinations as early as mid-January. A county official says it was part of the governor's program to vaccinate communities with a population of people 65 and older. This is AP News. Protesters took to the streets in Myanmar a day after almost 40 people were killed in protests around the country.
Crowds gathered in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, chanting against the recent coup and violence that has killed many protesters so far. Despite the shocking violence the day before, demonstrators across the country were again met with tear gas. Footage from the protests of Myanmar's bloodiest day so far showed security forces shooting a person at point-blank range and chasing down and savagely beating demonstrators. The United States called the images appalling. The UN Human Rights Chief said it was time to end the military stranglehold over democracy in Myanmar. I'm Karen Chamas.
The National Press Club is calling on Myanmar to immediately release an Associated Press journalist, Tain Zhou, who was arrested last week while covering security forces charging at anti-coup protesters. He and five other reporters could be imprisoned for up to 3 years. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.